The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
The UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer will battle to save his job in Parliament today following last week's revelation that civil servants in the Foreign Office withheld information from him about red flags in the initial vetting process for Peter Mandelson. Keir Starmer repeatedly told MPs that full due process was followed when Peter Mandelson was appointed US ambassador in December of 2024. Today he's going to set out further details of the unforgivable error, as he described it, by officials. That's happening in the House of Commons today. I'm joined by Lucy Fisher, Whitehall editor of the Financial Times. Hello, Lucy, and you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning.
So he's going to say they knew about it. They didn't tell me. What they did was wrong. The problem is that people either don't believe him, which is quite stark, or believe that the officials were told, we want to get Peter Mandelson in the job, you do whatever it takes to make that happen.
Well, that's exactly it. And in a way, we shouldn't forget that this will be the umpteenth time we've seen Starmer stand behind the dispatch box at the Commons and express his righteous anger at someone else doing something wrong. I think really the Prime Minister has so little sort of benefit of the doubt from the public and from many MPs here, because that, you know, his premiership, not even 2 years old yet, seems to have been so beset by problems and scandals. And yet, you know, it's always someone else that takes the fall, in this case, the former permanent secretary of the Foreign Office. But, you know, Starmer's already gone through two cabinet secretaries, two chiefs of staff, and indeed one of whom, Morgan McSweeney, the Irishman who had to resign as well over the Mandelson scandal, a whole spate of different directors of communication. So I think it's a sort of pattern that's emerged here. And many MPs just think this is a prime minister who has very little grip of his administration. So if it's true that he didn't know, why didn't he know? He should have known. He should have had some grip over this appointment of the most senior and sensitive diplomat in the UK Foreign Service.
OK, Lucy, the line isn't great, but we'll battle on because I do want to ask you what the target for the opposition is today. They will try to argue that what he did was at least an attempt to mislead Parliament, which takes him into a very dangerous place, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. And they say that if by his own admission, he only found out about this matter last Tuesday, then why didn't he follow the rules of the House of Commons to a T and turn up at Prime Minister's questions on Wednesday and update the House? Because correcting the record as soon as possible is a really important part of the protocol around this. Downing Street is saying, look, he found out about the sort of the bones of the matter on Tuesday. He then, of course, needed to sort of bottom out the facts, and he instructed officials to help him with that as quickly as possible. But that will be one of the topics discussed today. As well, I should add, is the question of whether it matters if he misled the House inadvertently. You know, there are some of his allies trying to say, well, look, this doesn't matter because it wasn't deliberate. But there is a precedent for senior politicians having to resign even when they've misled the House by accident. And the most recent prominent example of that was the Tory Home Secretary Amber Rudd, who was given dud information by officials that she then told MPs, and she had to step down for that.
Mm-hmm. Lucy, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for that update from London. And all of that will be happening later today in the House of Commons. I'm joined now.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.